Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, maybe now, Sherry.
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay, and did you hear intro music? I never heard intro music.
I heard intro music.
Okay, I'll edit this part out. So once again, greetings, everyone. This is a Sound Health Option Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're having a bit of a glitchy morning with the Blog Talk. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on because the chat room, which I would invite everybody to, isn't working. So I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but we'll just keep moving forward.
And we're going on and off air, so sometimes you can't hear me, sometimes I can't hear you. So is there a word for that in Radio Land?
Yes, but nothing I can say on air.
Like, the show must go on.
That's it.
Welcome
wow.
to everyone. And we hope that you're able to listen to us. We really love having an audience. Even though this is recorded and you can listen to it later. We've got another great guest. Because one of our recurring themes of the show is patient rights and self-health and quality health care, we've invited Dr. Holly Lucille, who is a naturopathic doctor, who's also dedicated to telling it like it is, fighting for patients' rights, alternative therapies, and I guess really just thumbing her nose at conventional practices that serve pocketbooks instead of serving health. And this is going to be a call-in show. Well, we thought it was going to be a call-in show. Where we would entertain questions from the audience, but I don't know exactly where we stand, but I think you guys stand to be impressed. We should let you know that we're coming to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. That's our sponsor. And we stick a microphone in someone's face, and we take a vocal print, and we look at what is going on by their vocal frequencies, because we've discovered that people who have similar issues have similar vocal anomalies. We're doing a big project right now on lipodemia and hope to have that out to you soon. We just did a big project yesterday on fibromyalgia, and we have that up on our portal, soundhealthportal.com, so that you can go in and compare yourself to other people who have fibromyalgia and see what is going on. Mainly, we're looking at overdoses of toxins, inflammation of nerves, and the inability of the muscles to clear the muscles of lactic acid. So it's a two-hour show. We'll have it up so you guys can watch it because we did a lot of online demonstrations. We are not simultaneously broadcasting on our Sunday show anymore, even though we are on the Tuesday show, so you can watch the demonstrations. So if you want to join us, keep trying at 347 850 1407. Richard, are you back with us yet?
I'm back. I'm still having a hard time getting the infamous chat room to launch, and I don't know why. So I'm attempting to get that working, but I can't get the chat. People may be chatting over there, and I don't know it. So I'll be working on that in the background.
Okay. I have a couple of announcements that I think are incredibly important for even our guest to hear, or she probably already knows about it. I just think it's a great lead-in. But I know you usually have announcements for Mother Earth, so do you want to do those? Oh, no?
No, you go ahead, and I'll poke around backstage and see if I can't get the chat room going while you do those announcements, please.
Okay, I wanted to have the show sponsored today by Woman Within, which is a evaluation of women's hormones, and that's another one of the softwares that you can access from our portal to just test yourself about your hormones and what's going on, especially if you're around a menopause, because I think our guest is going to touch on that. But as I do this announcement, and we have followed several of these cases on this show where children have been kidnapped, medically kidnapped, because they... Well, we're hearing a ringing in the background here, so I don't... It's not on my line. It must be on... Let me write Richard a note.
Hello,
Richard. Hey, we can hear you.
Yes.
I'm hearing you on the phone. I guess Richard is on the phone with our guest, bringing her in. I don't think they know that we can hear them. Okay. Back to my announcement, I think he took care of it. Good thing we have Skype in the background. I wouldn't know what was going on. So here's a couple that took their baby to the emergency room, just like the other children, and there was evidence of some bone breakage, and so they took the kids, this two-year-old, and kept them for 2 years. Not only that, but they took the unborn baby of the mother, because they said his parents were abusing their children. Ends up that both of these young boys have the same disease their mother does, which is an inability to process vitamin D. Now, they wouldn't even allow these kids to have another specialist come in to talk about this. This happens in Indiana, and we're seeing this more and more, where these kids are being kidnapped by emergency rooms. With these two boys, they finally got a new judge. They finally got additional testing and found out that these kids have a brittle bone disease. I just heard Holly on the phone. Just heard her on the phone. I guess I may disappear at any moment because I don't really know what is going on with all of this. But in light of this issue with vitamin D that we cover in our software about pre-vaccination risk, and we've called it PreVac, we do give away this software. So if there are mothers, families out there, hear you on... I need to write Richard another note because I'm hearing him and I'm not sure he can... hear me. But if you need to check your child, and that's one of the things that we got into with the Bill Gates Foundation, we said we have created a pre-vaccination risk factors. That's what should be done. These children should be tested before they get these vaccines. And we found out that one of the major things is quercetin. They don't have enough quercetin, a biflavonoid in the system to be able to change the vaccine into something helpful. So I'm willing to provide evaluations for these children either by providing the parents with a copy of our pre-vaccination software, just write to me at Sherry, Sharry Edwards, at gmail.com, and we'll see if we can get you a copy of that or get your kids evaluated. And it doesn't matter if the kids can't talk. We can do it from crying. We just got some information in today from a baby crying, and they think he's being, I don't know that they think he's being mistreated. They just don't think he's being cared for well by the hospital. We get these almost every day, and we really want to help the community with all of this. Okay, let me see if Richard is back yet. Richard, are you here? No, can't hear Richard. So I will go on. Remember the cases that we did not too long ago with the little girl who had a mitochondrial disease. So that's one of the things that we want to try to warn people about. And right now my computer has decided to cause a problem and that will not work. That is really weird that it is frozen up. Most of you know that we create something called a keynote. Well, this is about the frequencies that NASA follows, or probably anyone that works in the space agency. Okay, it says my computer is totally unresponsive. Okay, let me kill that part. I am not sure that we're even going to have a show today. This is kind of crazy. So the keynote we put up every week for people, and last week we reminded you that mold was coming this week. And so we've got the keynote up to warn you a bit about that. And it's on our site, thesoundhealthoptions.com. It is going to be the keynote for April 9th through the 15th. And this is for those of you who end up having symptoms, but you really don't understand. There's no reason for you to have these symptoms. Well, this week it's about detoxification, because ornithine, asparagine, and a lot of other detox issues are coming up. But the biggest thing we wanted to warn you about was this black household mold is heavily stressed this week, along with molds from aflatoxins like peanut, corn, and grains. And if you're thinking about, oh, this cheese, I'll just give it to my dog or an animal or something, these are toxic strains, even toxic to animals, and they can cause kidney and liver damage. There's a lot more there. There's two or three pages of information that you can look at and see what muscles are in stress, what medications by their frequency are in stress that you might want to watch a little bit for overdose. So Richard is signaling me that he is back.
I think so. Richard, can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. That's great. So if you want to jump.
I have a brief announcement, and then I'll go right into Holly's intro. We're all gathered together here. Finally, it all came together. It was a lot of juggling for a few minutes. I'll actually talk about aflatoxins. I was going to make a different announcement. Aflatoxins occur in grains like corn and wheat and anything else that I can't say it's directly blamed upon being siloed. However, it occurs when grains are siloed for periods of time. And I think the combination of being in a warm, damp place because they're freshly harvested and they're not really dried out, so there's a lot of humidity, and the aflatoxins occur. And I see it a lot with peanuts. Oddly enough, people don't know it, but also coffee can have a high level of different kinds of molds, but they're in the aflatoxin family because they get containerized in South American countries and shipped here because we don't really grow coffee in the United States, wrong kind of climate. And So you have to be careful about moldy, you know, grains, and you won't see it. It's not something that's detectable by you seeing it. It has to be tested, and very similar to any of these things like coffee, it's hard to test, because if you test one end of a container, and a container is quite large, I don't know how many cubic feet it is, but it's a lot. You test one end, and that doesn't tell you anything about the other end, and the same thing would be true of silo peanuts. Sherry probably knows more about silos coming from more of the Midwest than I, that's for sure. But they're big. They're really big. And if you test
big
one end, that
round.
Doesn't tell you anything about the other end.
Yeah, big, tall, round.
Yeah.
So siloing of grains is tricky. And as I say, it's not, I don't know if we've always had this as an issue or if it's something now also because of the excessive use of false, you know, fake fertilizers and glyphosates and everything else we do to the earth, that it's created a weakness in the grains that causes aflatoxins. I bet Holly knows something about this.
They had it in the 16th century a lot when ergot rye was molded, and it caused That's all that witchcraft thing that was coming on.
Yeah. Ergot was the foundation of lysergic acid. So, yeah, it'll be trippy. Not kidding, trippy, like really seriously trippy.
He's talking about LSD, folks.
Yeah.
I'll shut up, Richard, while you...
That's okay. No, that was okay. I'm microdosing. All right, that's a different show. Okay, so Dr. Holly Lucille, NDRN, is a nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, natural products consultant, and television and radio host. She's also the author of several books, including Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health, and The Healing Power of Trauma Comfrey. An acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine, Dr. Lucille lectures on a variety of natural health topics. Her appearances include national media programs and networks such as Dr. Oz and The Doctors. She's regularly quoted in both consumer and peer journals and was listed in Time Magazine's Alt list as one of the top 100 most influential people. In 2012, she launched her own talk show, Myth Defying, with Dr. Holly, and is now host of Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. On Dr. Holly's website, she states, "My clinical practice exists solely for my patients and is rooted in a passion for wellness. I believe that people need a safe place to heal and be heard, and I provide individual comprehensive naturopathic medical care and support for a variety of conditions." This sounds like an office I would like to visit. Good morning, Dr. Holly.
Good morning.
As I finally did get Dr. Holly in backstage, we were laughing about, oh, Mercury retrograde just started, so here we are.
Yeah, it was a planet of communication electronics.
Yeah, it was a rumbling.
Yes, it was a rumbling first 10 minutes of trying to connect, but I'm glad that we're connected now.
Exactly. I have an unusual angle on an opening question for you, and more from this.
All right.
How did the apple fall so far from the family tree?
Yeah. Well, I grew up the daughter of two pharmacists, and my dad, he climbed the corporate ladder to one of the largest pharmaceutical companies when I was growing up, and it was definitely an experience for me when it came to my health care when I was growing up. It was like, hey, here, take this. That's what it was, simply. If there was something going on the outside of me, you know, I was supposed to put my dad's branded Neosporin on it. And if there was something going on in the inside of me, it was just take the branded ibuprofen. And that was pretty much it. And even at that young age, I was like, why? I wanted to know more. I questioned it. I didn't feel right about it. I felt like there was more a comprehensive way of, you know, is there anything I can eat to make me feel better? Is there anything, you know, what's it going to do to hurt me? Like, is there anything I can... I just was always still searching, even as a young age.
So out of the gate, so you came, I don't know, there's an epigenetic question there. There's an epigenetic curiosity there, because that was quite far. And why? How did you choose ultimately choose? I know you were an RN before you became a naturopath, but why did you choose naturopathy?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm hearing the feedback. Just I hear myself talk, and I'm starting to interrupt myself because of it. Is there...
I just asked some people in chat, and they're hearing us fine. I don't know where that feedback is coming from. I'll be working on it, though. The radio portion is hearing it great, just you and
okay. I. Okay. All right, I will talk right through it then. So going to bachelor degree nursing school sort of shaped me to become a naturopathic doctor because I had the same experience with my professors that I did with my parents, which is in conventional nursing school, even though it's a wonderful education, I still had that sense that I was missing something. I still had that sense that I wanted something more, and it was actually, I found the American Holistic Nursing Association. That's what happened. And I started a post-grad with them, and that really was like the first time I came home. Being able to understand that it wasn't the education I had, it's how you could apply it. When you're working with people, more universal, comprehensive, holistic principles of caring for someone, and it just made so much sense to me, and I finally felt relieved, and like I wasn't the problem child.
you got engaged in your path fully. That's really, you know, that's quite a, I mean, again, once falling so far from the tree, that's an amazing thing that you went off into a more solution-oriented rather than here, take this-oriented kind of culture. And I know in naturopathy, this will be a two-part question, is what is the therapeutic order? And I think that will probably answer the question of what is it to practice as a naturopath, is what is the therapeutic order?
You know, this is a great question. And Richard, I am so sorry. I am having such feedback. I can hardly hear you, and all I can do is hear myself talk.
Do you want to call right back? Do you want to hang up and call right back, and I'll talk for a moment?
Sure, I'm going to do that. So I'll connect. I'm going to hang up, and I'll call back and see if we can't get this cleaned up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll chat for a moment. This is exciting. This is an exciting time in which we live. It's an amazing thing. It sounds fine to you. Is that correct, Sherry?
Absolutely, but I even turned my mic off thinking I was interfering with what she was
okay,
saying.
You sound fine, so I'm not sure. As I say, Blog Talk Radio platform is acting a little wonky today, but she'll call it back in.
We have two things that just came in from our audience to my personal email, and it's about a disabled father in the state of Tennessee who was not allowed to father or be with his own children because he was disabled. Matthew Marble was not even in the state when his 10-month-old daughter was hospitalized for abuse. Little Haley was in the care of her mother and her mother's boyfriend when someone smashed her head into a table. Yet they are disallowing this father to see the child. You know, this is just our wonderful audience that sends us incredible information.
And they really care. And Holly, are you back with us?
I am.
Do we have a better connection?
Okay, go ahead.
So let's see. Yep, no, it's still there. It's really odd. I hear you. It's choppy, and then I just hear myself talk. I'm so sorry.
We could make the choice to do this show at another time if you'd like, since the it's bad for everyone. Well, it was bad for Richard, then bad for me, now bad for you. or we could just keep trying with all of this going on, and Richard will have to do a lot of editing.
I think something's wonky at Blog Talk Radio because the chat room is never loaded correctly. Would it be all right if we reschedule Holly and I'll just crash this show?
I am so sorry because it's really bad.
No, I have it on this side too. So I know I'm completely with you. Okay. So we'll just stop and we'll reschedule
the show.
I'm sorry, everybody. We'll all gather back together again and have a really amazingly great show. I know it's
Yay! All right. I can't wait to talk to your listeners and to talk to you all. We'll get it back on and and have it be much more clear and much more.
Yes. Yeah, I have the same echoplex happening in my head, so thank
okay.
you. All right, everybody. We'll see you on Sunday, and on Tuesday, and we'll reschedule Dr. Holly because I know it's going to be a great conversation. Sorry,
all right,
everybody.
Thanks for all being in touch.
Bye-bye.
And shoot me a note.
You bet. Bye.
Richard, we had a couple of other questions that came in to me about they wanted her to talk about medical kidnapping, if she had any of that information.
Oh, yeah. She has some great information on that idea. Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to hang up over Blog Talk because I'm still getting the same weird echo. So I think there's something really bad going on at Blog Talk.
Okay, I'll put up an announcement.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Sorry, we'll be back. We'll reschedule and announce for Dr. Holly to be back. Sorry, everybody. Bye-bye.